This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been presented by Health Markets. Shop for health insurance your way.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. All's well that ends well. Royals win. They take the series from Toronto. Hold on. And take the finale. Final score, Royals 2, Blue Jays 1. A five-inning affair out here at Kauffman Stadium. And for the sixth time already, we're what, 26 games into the season? For the sixth time in 2024, the Royals win a game without scoring four or more runs. Six times in April, they've been able to walk away victorious while only able to scratch across three runs or fewer. Six times. Royals did that seven times all of last year. They've already done it six times in the season's first month. Shoot, the Royals don't look now, but they have another winning streak going. That's three straight wins against a 500 team in the Toronto Blue Jays. Two winning streaks in the month of April. Royals had three winning streaks all of last season. They didn't achieve their second winning streak until the middle of September in 2023. And here we are, Royals 16-10, securing themselves a winning month of April. I'm happy to talk about it with you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Now, talking about a rain delay does not interest me. A 3 hour and 38 minute rain delay. I don't know what you would want to say about that other than it was annoying, frustrating, and chilly. I agree. You want to talk about the game, I'm with it. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. You want to talk about Salvador Perez putting the cape on once again. You want to talk about Kyle Isbell. Some of you need to apologize to Kyle Isbell. This guy's going to be in the running for the Gold Glove when it's all said and done, and that's what the team needs from him. I can't imagine Cole Reagans was able to grip the ball in the final three frames, and yet he was able to hold down that powerful Toronto lineup to just one run across five innings, and he picks up his first win of the season. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's the text line number as well, 913-586-7610. My game notes following this 2-1 Royals victory are presented by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when call Jay's Southland Tow. Again, that phone number, 913-586-7610. We'll get to your phone calls and text messages after this.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back live from Kauffman Stadium. Josh Vernier, Royals victorious, 2-1 the final in five innings. Salvador Perez was about his business. First pitch that Salvi saw was a hanging slurve from Jose Berríos in the first inning with a man on and two outs. That slurve hung in the middle of the dish, and Salvi jumped it, sending it 404 feet over the left field wall, 109 miles per hour off the bat. That was the first pitch that Salvi saw. Right, we all knew this weather was coming. We expected this game to be rained out at some point. Salvi must have as well, because the first pitch, he sends it out of the park to give the Royals a 2-0 lead. The second pitch he sees, an inning-ending double play. Salvi knew what was needed today. Let's get the five innings in, let's get a lead, and let's get out of here. Royals got the lead, got the five innings in, we sat around for 3.5 hours, and now they're getting out of here, heading to Detroit to open up a three-game series against the division rival Tigers. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Taylor in Prairie Village. You're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. I was at the game, one of the 5 or 10 people who were there, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to Isbell. I think that he had a couple of great catches, but, you know, that diving catch, thought there was no way in that weather that he would get that. And that was incredible. And he had a great hit, got that triple. I know it was kind of some rain-induced fielding issues with that rally, but I mean, I think
whatever
he deserves a splash that he didn't. I mean, I guess we probably all sort of got a splash today, but just love to see it and feel like he needs to get big shout outs. So
I agree. I'm glad you did it, Taylor. Thank you very much for the phone call. Thanks. Royals complete a winning homestand, a 4-3 homestand. Yeah, Isbell in the fifth inning makes what could have been a game-saving catch, a leadoff blast off of the bat of the nine-hitter, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, deep to center field. Kyle Isbell, who always perfect first step, great route, great jump. I'm not going to criticize the route. I'm going to chalk it up to the wind and rain and how that ball got so out of Kyle Isbell's track. But he reaches back and very Odell Beckham Jr. with the New York Giants on Sunday Night Football-esque reaches back and grabs that thing like 1-3. Very impressive catch from Kyle Isbell. And then in the bottom half of the fifth inning, a one-out triple to center. And sure, yeah, maybe the reason why that didn't land in the glove of the Toronto Blue Jays center fielder was because of the rain and the wind. Well, sucks to suck, Toronto. Sorry our center fielder's a better defender than yours. It's really been the story of these three wins, this three-game winning streak. The Royals' pitching, defense, and team speed has been at the core of each and every one of these W's. Thanks for the phone call, Taylor. 913-586-7610. Also, congratulations to Salvador Perez. He matches Mike Sweeney for fifth on the franchise's all-time RBI list. He's now 49 back of Frank White for fourth in franchise history. Let's go to Lance in Raytown. Lance, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going? I was also at the game, and man, I have never been in such a monsoon of the game, but we did sit down as soon as Perez jacked that two-run home run, and man, let me tell you, the way the ball just arced across the sky, I could have swore I could see the red stitches on it, and Isbell's catch, man, that was awesome. That really kept I don't remember if anybody was on base or not because, man, it was
first batter.
Sloppy. It was the first batter still. Yeah. That was ill. And what made it even more awesome was the very next inning, wasn't it? He put a charge into one. I don't care what you say. It was the exact same play. The guy just couldn't make the play.
That's what
right?
I'm saying. Yeah. No, yeah. Exactly right.
I'll take
appreciate
it.
The phone call. No doubt. Here's the thing with Kyle Isbell, guys. Again, he is the nine hitter. His job is to play excellent center field and execute what is needed offensively. I don't need him to run into a bunch of extra base hits. It'd be fine if he did, but let Salvi wear the cape. Let Bobby Witt Jr. wear the Iron Man suit. I just need Kyle Isbell to hold it down in center field. All right, let's go to Daniel in Kansas City. Daniel, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals hold off the Blue Jays and take the series, winning the finale 2-1.
Hey, Vern, it's Dan in Kansas City again here. Me and my son Anthony, we're out there at the game again today. He had work from home today with him. Mm-hmm. A lot of rain, you know, it's a tough game. But the Royals, you know, Cole out there again. Really recovered from that last appearance. I think we were expecting maybe 7 strikeouts. I'm not sure what he got in 5, but I think it might have been 6.
4.
Or more in five innings, right?
He had 4 strikeouts.
4 strikeouts in 5 innings, yeah. He was dealing. He was going on, you know, recovering from that last outing. It was a great
appearance. Well, honestly, Daniel, appreciate the phone call. Knowing Cole Reagans, man, he's one of the best at flushing whatever happened previously. So giving up those 7 runs and only 5 outs to the Orioles earlier on this homestand, I don't think had any carryover effect. He was, like you said, dealing early, but then the rain and the wind, I don't know how he was able to grip the ball. He was grinding in those final 2 innings. And to me, that was just a reflection of his competitiveness. With those five innings of one-run baseball from Cole Reagans, the Royals' rotation now sees their ERA fall to 3.03, fourth best in the game. They still have thrown the second most innings in Major League Baseball. All right, before we hand things off to Jay Binkley and Chris Unocero as they're live from the landing in Liberty, let me run through these text messages real quick. Raj in the Ozarks loving on Kyle Isbell, asking when was the last time we had 3 1-run wins in a row? That is a very good question. Well, first time since June of 2016. That should not be a surprise to you, Raj, because you listen to this show and you know since the offseason I've told you that this rotation is going to offer the type of stability that we haven't seen in Kansas City since 2016. And now we're getting the type of production that we saw in 2016. Hopefully, the team can stay healthier than they did in 2016. From the 913, Vern, when do we start talking wild card or bust? June 1st. That's my answer. Travis wonders, how many one-run games did the boys even win all of last year? 21. The Royals went 21-20 in one-run games last season. This year, they're 5-3. Few more from the text line. Dan and KCK is very excited about Salvador Perez having another big offensive day, and you should be, Dan. Salvi's reached base now in 15 straight games, 16 RBI in that stretch, a .365 batting average, more walks than strikeouts, and an OPS just north of 1150. Unbelievable. Unbelievable day out here at the ballpark. Strange day, but all's well that ends well. Royals win 2-1. Coming up next, we have the NFL draft covered like nobody's business. Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero, they're coming your way next on 610 Sports Radio.